Hey folks, Dan Freer here, the rate update. Today we're going to talk about adjustable rate mortgages. Don't turn the dial because you might find out some information that's very useful. Years ago, people always got adjustable rate mortgages. Why? Well, fixed rates were like in the 18% range. So they would get an adjustable rate at a great rate of 10%. Well, everybody got used to lately paying like 2 or 3% on their mortgage. Now rates are getting to 3, 4, and in some cases 5%. So how can you capitalize on rates still in the twos? Got a great idea for you. So the research that we have has that the average person stays in their loan, maybe not their home, their loan for 7 years. And that's still the fact. It's been the fact for years. So the question is, why do you get a 30-year term? Okay, why? Does it make any sense? Okay, so what I want to discuss to you today is as rates are going up, the fixed rates, let's look at possibly getting into an adjustable rate loan. So let me explain some of the details on you. How does it work? What's the numbers look like, and what is the downfall of it? So, okay, so how does it work? So basically, there's variations of an adjustable rate mortgage. You can get a 2-year, a 5-year, a 7-year, a 10-year, and then there's 2-1 buy-downs, and there's all these basically unique programs or niche programs in the adjustable rate field. So what I'm gonna show you is a comparison of rates or rates that vary by credit score, and I'm gonna give you a 5-year, a 7-year, and a 10-year rate, and then I'm also gonna give you what the 30-year rate is, and then let's see who wins. So let's go over these terms right now. So what you see on the screen right now is different terminologies or different terms. So I apologize, we're giving a 5-year, a 7-year, and a 10-year, plus a 30-year fixed. Let me explain the grid above for you. So we start out with a 640. The 640 on the side is actually what the credit score would be, because I also want you to see where how this credit score factors in on this loan as well. So the loan amount is a $300,000 loan at what we call a 90% loan to value. So it means the $300,000 loan is 90% of the home's value. Okay, so that's one thing. So on the side, we have a 640 score, a 680 score, and a 740 score. Okay, so now you'll see also in the grid, you're going to see under the 5-year term, you're going to see a rate of 3.25, 2.5, and 2.25. Okay, that's what your rate would be on a 5-year ARM. Next to that, you see above there, it says P&I. This would be the principal and interest payment on the loan. It doesn't include any PMI that you might have or any taxes or homeowners insurance. It's just the raw mortgage payment. Okay, you're going to see the payments there ranging from $1,306 on the 3.25 to $1,147 on the 740 score at the 2.25. So we break down this in each category. We go over the 7-year term next to it, the 10-year term next to that, then a 30-year term. What I mean on that, that would be your 30-year fixed rate. And then on the side, I put my recommendation. Okay, let's start at the top. And my recommendation, if you have a 640 credit score, is probably, if you're working with the FREO team, we're gonna look at putting you into an FHA loan. Why? Because our going rate today on a fixed rate is 2.875. So why would we pick one of the above, the 3.5 on a 30-year fixed, or even the 3.25 on a 5-year ARM, when we can get 2.875 with an FHA loan? So that's what our recommendation would be. Now we get onto the 680 credit score. My recommendation would be is to take the 10-year. Why? It saves you $121 a month. So what happens is you're going to have that rate for 10 years. Over that duration of time, because you chose the lower rate on the adjustable rate mortgage, you saved $121 for that 10 years. That equates out to $14,520 in interest you saved. Okay, so and then the next category is 740 credit score, and we work all our way across. That also, I would highly recommend the 10-year ARM at the 2.375 rate, because that saves you $119 a month for a savings over that 10-year period of $14,280. So now the question comes out is, okay, Dan, how does it actually work? How long am I locked for? So the term that we've had stated above, the 5, 7, and 10-year, are you have that rate locked for that duration of time. Okay, the 30-year obviously is a 30-year mortgage. So let's work on the 10-year, because that seemed like it won every category. So for 10 years, you're going to have that rate, and on the 740 category we went through before, you're going to have the rate of 2.375 for 10 years. Okay. Now what happens after 10 years, your rate's going to start adjusting yearly. Okay. That's going to depend on what the rates are 10 years from now. There are caps involved, so your payment doesn't get way out of hand. But what you got to think of is, even if the rate adjusted, say 2 or 3% higher, you've saved almost $15,000 in interest during this whole time. Well, let's get back to it. If you're still in that home and if you still have that particular mortgage, let's reevaluate your situation at that time, because we might be able to put you into a fixed rate term at that point on a 15-year term. Who knows what 15-year rate terms are going to be at that point? But we don't know what 10 years is going to be, but we know that you're going to be locked in for 10 years at this low rate. And for sure, you're going to save, and in both these categories, on average of $15,000 over that term. So that's why adjustable rates mortgages are not a bad thing today, and a lot of people are electing to go that route. So I hope you find value in the video. Please give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell. Every time we post a video, you get an alert, and I'd love to hear from you. If you're in the process of building a house, buying a house, refinancing, or you're in a forbearance, please reach out to the Frio team. Let us guide you through this process. God bless, guys. Take care. Thanks a lot. See you next week.